This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how to comfort the grieving. Of course, loss on all levels can bring about grieving, but it is that sudden loss, that tragic loss, that can bring about an unbearable sense of pain. And when you see a loved one experience that, your first thought is, how can I comfort them? And I know typically I would want to first remind them that they were not alone, God was with them, offer them a scripture, which is all well intentioned. But if we understand grieving, we know it's a process. And that first stage of the process is usually a place of anger and bewilderment. Why did this have to happen to me or my family? And so as well intentioned as what you may have to offer, comes, it may not be well received. And I turn to the scriptures to see how did Jesus comfort the grieving. And I look at the story of Lazarus when his sister Mary is now weeping. We see that in the scriptures, Jesus is not only there for Mary, but he is there with her. And so we talk about those stages of grief. It's important to be there with them where they are. And so that might mean giving them their space. That might mean being tolerant during an angry outburst, or just giving them unconditional love and compassion. The words on my heart are, when Jesus saw her weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit. He also wept. John 11:33. Tomorrow, let's talk about treasured time. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So if you know someone grieving today, beyond being there for them, be there with them in the spirit.